Hello, thank you for registering for our virtual SUE exam. In this video, you will learn about the following: an acceptable physical testing environment, items that are permitted as well as prohibited items in the exam room, and the technical requirements for this virtual exam. Let's start by describing your remote testing environment. Your testing location must be an indoor room, walled, well-lit, and free from background noise and disruptions. Whether you take your exam from home, a workplace, educational institution, hotel room, or a different location, it needs to be private, comfortable, and a confidential environment. Remember, there will be no test centers for the administration of the SUE exam. No third party may be present in your exam room or enter your room for the duration of the exam. If this occurs, your exam will be terminated and your results invalidated. Your workstation and the surrounding area must be clean of all extraneous items, and there cannot be any content that could potentially provide an unfair advantage to you during the exam. This includes written notes and published material, both in hard copy, such as books, papers, and posters, or in virtual form. This means that electronic devices, including phones, watches, and wearable technology, are also prohibited in the exam room. A fully charged phone you can use in case of emergency should be kept outside of the room. Purses and briefcases that could be used to store written materials are not allowed in the room. If you want to keep a sweater nearby, it must be hung on a chair, not placed on your lap or on the desk. An item that you will be required to have in the room and show at the beginning of the exam is a government-issued ID with your picture. Either a driver's license or a passport are accepted. Please make sure that you have those readily available. Eating, smoking, and chewing gum are prohibited during the examination. You're allowed to have a drink with you, provided it's in a clear container. You may have a tissue with you, but not in a box. Since notepaper and pens are not permitted, an electronic notepad is available as part of the examination software. All electronic notes will be automatically erased at the end of each station. You need to stay in the same location while testing, and you need to keep the lights, camera, and audio on. Please bear in mind that speaking to or receiving aid from unauthorized individuals is not allowed. Speaking to an unauthorized individual or receiving help of any type could invalidate your exam, and you could be assigned a denied standing. Now, let's look at the technical requirements. Here's what you will need: a working built-in or external webcam, a working built-in microphone, a sufficient hard drive storage space, which is minimum 20 gigabytes of free space on your PC laptop. 8 gigabytes of memory is recommended, but 4 gigabytes is the minimum. Web browser with pop-up blocker disabled. Chrome is the recommended browser, but you can also use Firefox or Safari. Please ensure that you have the latest version of your chosen browser installed. You must use the same browser for all stages for exam preparation and on the day of exam. Finally, you will need a stable internet connection. Please bear in mind that there can be fluctuations of speed and reliability of a network during the exam. To help ensure a stable connection, test where the Wi-Fi signal is strong. Do not use a hotspot or mobile phone connection, as these are not allowed. Ensure no other household members are using the internet at the same time, especially for streaming things like Netflix, social media, or Zoom meetings. Your internet speed must be 500 kilobytes per second upload and 1.6 megabytes per second download. The exam can be taken only on a laptop or desktop computer. If you're using a laptop, please make sure that it is fully charged and connected to a power source. Chromebooks, iPads, tablets, and mobile phones do not meet test requirements. If you're using a work or someone else's laptop, please check the firewall settings before the exam, ensure that you are able to use the webcam, screen share, and video conference with an external party. Please ensure you have the latest operating system installed. For Macs, the minimal acceptable version is 10.12 Sierra, and for PC, Windows 7. Please note that Linux does not meet test requirements and cannot be used. Dual monitor configurations are not allowed. You will not be able to have any other applications open on your screen other than the exam software. Of course, even when all the requirements are met, there's always a chance for minor technical difficulties or disruptions to occur. Our video, What to Expect on Exam Day, offers guidance on what to do in case of technical difficulties. So to summarize, 1. Be prepared beforehand. It is crucial to check your technical requirements ahead of time and ensure that you have set up an appropriate physical environment to take your exam. 2. Bring only permitted and required items. Accessing banned items may lead to termination of your exam. So, good luck, and if you need any additional information, please don't hesitate to contact us at ccfpexam@cfpc.ca.